Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 70 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 68 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 66 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 64 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 66 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 63 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 61 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 61 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 63 degrees.
Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India, this is Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo. You on air, buddy, chance? Over. K8KCI, this is KEAZOB. Are you on air, buddy, chance? Over. Stand by. Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo, clear.
Good morning, 10 hundred hours. Sunny, 70 degrees. Good morning, 11 hundred hours. Sunny, 73 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Sunny, 79 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Mostly sunny. 81 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Partly sunny. 84 degrees.
K-A-9-S, X-H, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon. K-A-9-S-X-H. KA9SXH.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Partly sunny. 84 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly sunny. 84 degrees.
KCACWD, radio check. KCACWD, radio check.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 84 degrees.
K8OTY, KF8BLX. You're around, Lucas. Nothing heard. KF8BLX, clear.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 82 degrees.
K8OTY, KF8BLX. You're around, Lucas. Nothing heard. KF8BLX, clear.
This is KC8YVF for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net, taking pre-net check-ins. Again, pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night net. Call now.
Kilo. Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha.
PCQ, Haven Bay City, no traffic on.
This is KF8EDQ, Mike from Saginaw, no traffic.
Okay, we had to double at the beginning there, but I got you. KC8VOA and KE8PCQ and KF8EDQ. Any additional pre-net check-ins for the Sunday net?
KD8PAZ, Mini, Burke, no traffic.
Okay, Mini, we got you in there. Any additional check-ins for the pre-net? Okay, stand by, everyone. We'll be starting the net in a couple of minutes here. KG8YVF.
Good evening. 1900 hours. Sunny. 81 degrees.
Good evening. This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Ron. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, and I'm located in Saginaw County, and will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at K8DAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. From the pre-net, I have the following stations, KC8VOA, KE8PCQ, KF8EDQ, and KD8PAZ. Those stations need not check in again. At this time, I will take check-ins that are on short time, mobile, or are in and out. Call now. One more time for mobile, short time, or in and out stations. Call net control now. Okay, we'll take Echolink stations. Any Echolink stations for the net, call now. Okay, we'll continue with regular check-ins. Regular check-ins, call net control now. Okay, looks like we might have a short net tonight. I know the Lions game is going on because I have it on in the background. And Lions are still up at the present time, but Cincinnati Bengals have come back with two scores here late in the game to kind of make it a contest. Detroit's currently up 28-17, so hopefully we'll pick some more up as we go through the net. All right, first up on the net tonight, we're going to KC8 VOA, standby KE8 PCQ. Good evening, Ray.
Good evening, Ron. I just bumped my tile, so it's going to be going off of my phone here in just a minute. Just a second here. Okay. I'm back with you. Hey, good weekend. Good week. It was enjoyable doing the SCT. Very low-key. That went, seemed to go pretty good. A few minor problems, a few things to work on. Got some radios updated, which is good. So that was a nice event. I enjoyed that. What I'm working on right now is I'm trying to get some Meshtastic updated and so forth. And I see with the newer Meshtastic app that allows you to do backups, which is great to help back up some of your settings. So when you upgrade, you don't lose everything. But unfortunately, I didn't see that the first time around and wiped everything out. So got to keep an eye on that in the future here so we don't erase everything. So with that, I'm going to hand it back to net control. KC-VOA back to KC-YVF.
All right, Rick, yeah, I know I've done that as well. And the newest version of Meshtastic, the app itself, boy, I wanted to add, I got my solar node online, and it's actually sitting out. I charged it overnight, and it's out sitting on the patio, and last time I checked, it had 100% power running off the solar cell, so that was good. And I went to set it up, and I said, okay, everything got set up. I wanted to add in the Saginaw channel and the Aries channel. And normally, you go to the channels, which is now in a different place, and you go to channels, and there's, it just lists the channel that you have, which is the long fast. So I go to my other device, which has the other two channels, and I look for it, and again, it just, it has my three channels. But it doesn't have the QR code. And I'm trying to find out. I finally had to go on and read, and of course I got an older article that says do this, do that, and I said, well, that's no longer relevant because they got a new version of the app. So finally somebody wrote in, and you have to go to a different place. Basically, the node listing, if you go to the node listing on the newest app, down in the bottom right-hand corner is a tiny little QR code icon, and if you click on that, now it will show all of your channels and the QR code, and you can select or deselect which ones you want to scan. So once I found that out, I was able to take and scan the other two channels into the solar node now. So again, they moved things. No explanation. Finally, somebody reading online. But again, I wish some of these articles online would have dates on them so we know what version of software or when this article was written, to whether it's relevant to our, you know, to the issue or not. Let me break. But that's good on the backup, being able to do that. I do have to update the Meshtastic tag that I bought. That is one revision behind, and also so is the solar node is one revision behind. Both of those have to be put in DFU mode, which is on some of those isn't the most friendly way to do it. But we'll figure it out, so that's got to be done yet to get mine updated. Okay, next up on the list, we go to KE8PCQ. Dave, stand by KF8EDQ. Good evening, Dave.
Good evening, Ron and the group.
Well, this week I did get to cut grass twice. I can't believe it. As hot as it is, it's growing. So we got that done. I noticed on Facebook, we're talking about Meshtastic tonight, there's a new unit, and it looks like a handy talkie, actually, the way it's set up. And they've been putting the GPS units in them, so I'm going to have to get mine out and get fired up and see what I can do here. I'm the lone eagle in Bay County, so we'll go from there. Other than that, we'll send it back to that KE8PCQ, back to KG8YBF.
Well, Dave, we need to drum up some business for the guys in Bay County to get them on board with this. They're not expensive to do. This solar node that I got was pre-put together because it came from China. It's from Seed Studio. S-E-E-E-D Studio. So Seed with a extra E in there, Seed Studio. And they have one. If you ordered from the Chinese warehouse, which I got in about 2 weeks, it was $89 for complete. For me to build one was almost $300. So this was $89. If you ordered from the U.S. warehouse, it's $14 more, and didn't say whether you'd receive it any quicker, but you're going to pay $14 more because it has the tariff on it for Chinese-made goods. So it wasn't available at the U.S. when I bought mine. I bought it from the Chinese warehouse, and like I said, I got it in about 2 weeks, which was really pretty good. So, and like I said, it was easy to program, just like any other Meshtastic, and like I said, it's outside in the sun the way it's been. We'll see how it holds up here, at least during the warmer weather. All right, next up on the list, we'll go to KF8EDQ, Mike, and Standby Mini.
Yeah, Roger, thanks for doing that tonight. You're on. This is KF8EDQ. I got to take my therapy dog to a facility out in Bay City to go visit a woman who is, she lives in a nursing home, can't have a dog. She's used to having dogs, so Ducky was a perfect dog for her, and she sat on the couch, and they got to snuggle for a little while. We were watching the Tigers game the Tigers were playing on Thursday. So we just kind of chilled on the couch and watched the baseball game, and she got to pet the dog for about an hour. Then the day after that, Friday, was the Heritage Homecoming Parade. I had drummed up a few volunteers and a couple of dogs and one of the animal control officers to drive one of the kennel trucks in the parade, and we had, I think it was 7 dogs that we had taken out of shelter and walked them. I had this little dog named Spud. She was only a three-month-old puppy. I had to carry her quite a bit because she got tired. And it was quite hot. We had to stand in the parking lot for a while and to gather all together and then go down. And it's like a mile and a half, mile and a quarter, something like that. Either way, it was successful. The dogs were a big hit. Everybody was coming up to pet them. It was really nice. So this weekend, I walked dogs as usual, and I went over to my friend's house who has a pool and swam a little bit because it's been pretty warm this weekend. And October of all times, so probably the last time we'll do one of these this year. With that, I'll turn it back to Nat. This is KF8EDQ, back to KC8YVF.
All right, Mike, yeah, it's not often you can see you go swimming in 80-some degree weather in October, so, yeah, not normal for this time of the year. Well, the Lions scored again, but Cleveland is right down at the one-yard line, so they are probably going to score again, but we're down to 3 minutes. Lions currently up 35-17, so kind of a moot point. I don't see them scoring 3 touchdowns in the last 3 minutes, so we'll hopefully call this one good, and they'll be 4-1 on the season. Also, the Eagles lost today. They lost in the last few minutes. So Eagles are no longer unbeaten. They are now 4-1. So if Lions can do this, they will be tied. Whoops. An incomplete pass. Anyhow, great on the dog as far as that, being able to walk in the parade. I know that was coming, and boy, traffic. I was coming westbound on Weiss, coming home from work, and westbound wasn't too bad, but eastbound, boy, it was basically stop traffic from Bay Road Light down Weiss to Center. There were that many cars on there. There was very few brakes, and boy, it was a mess. At least if you're going eastbound, eastbound, it was going to take a while. So that wasn't good. All right, next up on the list, KDAPAZ, and then we'll do a station break. Good evening, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KC8YVF. This is KDAPAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. It's good to hear everybody in here, and not doing too much. I did finish the puzzle and put that on Facebook, so now I got to get a bigger board so I can do my other two puzzles, because they're 2,000 pieces, and my puzzle table won't hold that. That only holds 1,500, so I got to get a bigger board to put them on. So anyway, other than that, I've been enjoying the weather, and at least I got over my cold and I'm back to normal again, I guess what you could call normal. Anyway, this is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie, I'm glad that you got over your cold, but I think you gave it to me over the radio. I came down with one Saturday. I wasn't feeling good when I got up the morning. I had a sore throat, and I said, well, hopefully it's just sinuses with the weather, and no, it continued all day yesterday, and now it kind of went a little bit more. I got a little runny nose at the moment, so voice is still okay. We'll see if it progresses anymore or not. I'm hoping not. I took cold medicine last night, and I will tonight, too, but I picked it up somewhere probably last week, and I didn't go anyplace during the week other than Mike and I went down to the hospital. So not a good place to go is down to a hospital where there's a bunch of sick people, so I could have touched something down there and gave myself a cold. Who knows? But at least right now it's okay. We'll see where it goes with. This is KC8YVF for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
This is N8NTN. Nancy Tango Nancy. No traffic.
Okay, Doug, we got you in there. Any other check-ins for the net? Okay, we'll continue on to N8NTN, Doug, and then we'll do another standby. Go right ahead, Doug.
Well, we had a little fun today. We had two churches together, the east side and the west side, and we did it all in one of the minister's pole barns. So that makes things interesting, but it worked. And one question that I have for the group is, do I sound about the normal level as far as modulation is concerned, or do I have to go tweak it?
All right, Doug, thanks for checking in tonight. Bengals did score, and Lions, I think, fumbled the ball, but I think they got it back on the ensuing kickoff, so it didn't look good. It got loose from the recovery team, and it kind of went through several hands before it finally ended up, I think, in Detroit's hands. So hopefully that's it. So we got a little ball game here. We're down to like 2 minutes, and they're like 10 points behind, or the Lions are about 10 points up, so hopefully this pans out. This is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins before we go to the 73 round? All right, I'll take a quick turn here. As Rick said, Saturday we had the SCT for the state and the ARRL, actually, as part of that. Our scenario is we had a train derailment with a hazardous spill that occurred in front of the My Michigan Health Center there on Washington, which by chance has a set of train tracks that runs through the front of the hospital. We were down at 911. We had four of us down at 911. We had one operator that set up a simulated shelter, and one operator that was down at our radio room at Covenant Hospital. Everything in general worked out okay. We had a few minor problems getting connected to the internet at the hospital and a few other things here. As Rick said, we got the radios programmed with some additional frequencies. We had a good turnout, actually. We had 6 people out in the field that in person, and we had 15 people check in to the net. So a total of 21 people participated in some means, either directly or indirectly just checking into the net. Got the report sent in today, or yesterday, at least the SET report, and I got several reports I've got to do. I got to do the monthly reports for this net and the Savara net on Monday night, as well as our public service that the people in Saginaw do, so I got to collect that data. That's got to be in by Wednesday, and then I also have several other reports that's got to go into the ARRL because of the exercise Saturday. So it'll still be a busy few more weeks getting all of this together, and then I'll be able to kind of settle down for until the end of the year, basically, which is a good thing. Other than that, I'm doing a little 3D printing. My printer's back in operational. I'm not sure exactly, but it just we got it back working. And so I'm in the middle of a 3.5-hour print. I'm building a special project that I found online, and it's basically 85 hours worth of print and probably about 20, 25 hours of build time to put everything together. So it'll be a while yet. It's just bits and pieces on it, but we'll get it over time. Okay, we'll go back up to the 73 round, KCAPOA. You're up, followed by KEAPCQ. Good evening again, Rick.
Good evening again, Ron. And just for your information on a Meshtastic, the easiest way I found to keep those channels active in there is to do import configuration and or export configuration and so forth. I have been able to import the channels themselves. You can do just the channel URL in there itself without having to copy all the configuration. So if you have to wipe it off of one, you got it backed up on another one, you can take the configuration, the backup from there, and take the channel configuration there, the URL, and just copy that. It allows you to select just that, which is a nice little feature. So that's good. And then once you get them, get into that, where you get your individual Meshtastic device, name it, and do a backup in each one. And that way, when it comes time and you update your firmware, you've got all your information saved, and you don't have to input it all over again. With that, I'm going to say 73. Everyone have a wonderful week and a great night. Looks like we got a decent day tomorrow until tomorrow night when the rain comes in. So 73 from KCAVOA. Oh, one quick one. Doug, your modulation sounded fine. Your signal's probably a little weak, a little static in there, and understanding the hop from Beaver Township to Saginaw here is a little bit of a distance, and that's probably why. 73 KCAVOA.
Thanks, Rick, on the information from for Doug there, and also on the Meshtastic. Yeah, I got to start backing them up. I generally didn't have a problem before. It wouldn't wipe them out, but there's been a couple of new versions of the software, or the firmware, that were different enough that it didn't take the information from the previous version. So that's happened a couple of times now. So I have to make sure that I do that, and so I don't have to keep redoing that. That gets to be a pain after a while. All right, next up on the list, we have KEAPCQ followed by KF8EDQ. Good evening again, Dave.
Good evening, KC8YVF and the group. You know, the rain could help out a lot. It's pretty dusty conditions, and I haven't seen beat trucks today as far as coming around, so evidently they're not pulling beats. And I don't blame them because there's no place to store them with this kind of temperature. I think it's got to be 50 or below at night. And it's a blessing for me because I don't have to hear them all night. With that said, everybody have a great week. KE8, PCQ, back to net, 73.
Yeah, Dave, I know. My daughter lives about a half mile from a beat storage facility on M13. And, boy, like they said, the trucks rumble up and down M13 to drop off the beets there, and then come sometime during the year, you got the trucks picking up the beets and taking them to the processing plant. So, yeah, they got the trucks coming and going all fall, all winter, spring, whatever. So, yeah, that's not good. You can hear them really good from their house. And Lions just got a safety, sacked the quarterback in the end zone. They are now up 37-24 with a minute 49 to go. So there's your play-by-play at the moment. All right, next up on the list, KF8 EDQ, standby KD8 PAZ. Good evening again, Mike.
All right, thanks, Ron. I didn't really have anything else to say. I was go Lions, and I hope the Tigers win. And I guess we'll talk to most of you tomorrow night at the next net. And if not, have a fantastic week. 7-3, and take care. This is KF8 EDQ back to net.
All right, Mike. Thanks for checking into the net tonight, and. Yeah, for everybody out there, I notice we have a hazardous weather outlook for fire danger with the dry conditions. And I did see a lot of farmers out cutting wheat. And boy, was as dry as the wheat is and the field is, if they had a spark from something, it wouldn't be good. We'd see a wheat field go up in flames real quick. So be careful if you are out there in any situation. So, all right, next up on the list, KD8 PAZ, and then we'll go back to Doug. Good evening again, Minnie.
Well, good evening there again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to Doug there. Good to hear him in there. Anyway, I've been having semis going by here today. I think they're hauling beans, though. I think they're pulling beans and hauling them. They got them covered, but the beet trucks usually go by here, too, so I know what your daughter's going through, because they go by here early in the morning and late at night, so... And then every now and then I hear a train going through Bert, so, you know, it's a little noisy around here sometimes. Anyway, other than that, I'll talk to some of you tomorrow night. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
Yeah, many of those trucks come from all over, and I know about the trains, too. If I have the windows open like I have had for the last month or so with the nice weather, haven't had to use the air conditioning, there's a train that goes through Saginaw Township pretty much every morning about 4 o'clock. And boy, you can really hear that when it's at that time of the day. And it's only probably a mile or so as the crow flies from my house. So, yeah, it'll wake you up real quick when that thing goes through. All right, last up on the list, NABMTN, Doug, and then we'll do another station break. Go right ahead, Doug.
Well, up here we're doing a lot of work in the beans. We've got a 100-acre bean field right next door to me. And last night, about 11:30, they finally got done. We got it all harvested and everything, and they come through and then they till it all up for the winter. Not that they finished up last night. So that should be nice and quiet now until spring.
All right, Doug, your signal was much better that time, better than the first time, so good, fairly clear signal in here for the distance of that, so good there. And yeah, it'll be nice. Now if I can only get the crotch rocket since it's been nice out late at night here, 10, 11 o'clock at night, out on State Street here in Saginaw, someplace around here, there's two or three of the crotch rockets that you just hear wind up and run the gears out that... Normally I go to bed about 10 o'clock, I will tonight, I just said I got to get up early and go to work, and boy, those things just are terrible at it, and I said, I ride a motorcycle, but I want to shoot the engines on these things to shut them up, because these guys are not conscientious of what's going on, they just want to run the circuit and make noise, I guess, but I don't know where the racetrack is around here that they think they're on, but... They've been doing it for about the last week now with this nice weather, so All right, final score here, 37-24. Lions now go to 4-1 on the season. So, go Lions. All right, that's it. We're at the end of the list. This is KC8YVF for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Do I have any additional comments or rechecks for the net? Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 5 check-ins. This time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. This net is now closed at 7:28 p.m. and returning the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, everyone. Have a good week, unless we talk to you tomorrow night on the Savara Net. This is KC8YVF. Clear.
You had 6 check-ins, Ron.
Yes, sir. I'm looking at the computer list, and Doug, I have them added to my computer list. It's on my written list. So, yes, we have 6 check-ins. Thank you, Minnie, for the correction.
Good evening. 20:00 hours. Partly cloudy. 73 degrees. Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 70 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 68 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 68 degrees.